Join us this week as we celebrate the 100th anniversary of the National Park Service by exploring various national parks and monuments in our area. Support for KSMU's Sense of Community series comes from community partners Central Bank of the Ozarks, Central Trust Company, Missouri State University Graduate College, Classic Wood Floors and Smith Flooring, and Maxson's Diamond Merchants. Situated on some 2,000 acres in southwestern Greene County, just outside the city of Republic, is the site of one of the most important early battles of the Civil War, the Battle of Wilson's Creek, August 10, 1861. On this edition of the Sense of Community series, we're visiting the National Park Service site at Wilson's Creek National Battlefield. The park's administrator, Ted Hilmer, gave me various reasons why this plot of land is so important.
This is the only national battlefield in the state of Missouri. I think that means something. The reason for that, I believe, and what Congress has stated, is that it's the first battle west of the Mississippi. A lot of us know about the eastern campaigns of the Civil War, and that's all right. But there was something fought on the other side of the Mississippi River, too. It was important to Lincoln that this stay part of the Union. And how do you do that? Well, you got to send soldiers here to do that. It was the first battle that a Civil War Union general was killed in action, and that was General Lyon. Is that significant? I think so. And the Union used that funeral as a tool to recruit Union soldiers.
The Confederate forces won the Battle of Wilson's Creek, but it was extremely costly in terms of loss of life on both sides. Interest in visiting and touring the site began surprisingly early, before the war even ended in 1865, according to the park's librarian, Jeff Patrick.
Well, it may seem odd, but actually soldiers during the war came to the battlefield to see where the battle took
place.
While
the war was still going on.
So while the war is still going on, it has become a tourist attraction even a few weeks after the battle, when Union soldiers come back into this area in October and November of 1861.
Later on, there were reunions in the Springfield area to commemorate the battle, attended by both former Union and Confederate soldiers.
Veterans, their families, came out here in great numbers, particularly in 1883 and 1897. Those are the two big reunion years here at the battlefield. But even apart from those two major reunions, soldiers would come out here individually, again, with their families and show them where they fought.
Certainly to locals, the Wilson's Creek battle site has always been of great importance. To the general public, not so much. The Trans-Mississippi Theater in general was largely unknown to most Americans, who were more familiar with the eastern battles like Bull Run, Shiloh, Antietam, Harper's Ferry, or Gettysburg. It took nearly a century before the site became a national park, through the efforts of area leaders like John Halston, Lester Cox, M. Graham Clark, and others.
They were the driving forces behind establishing this as a national park, preserving it as a historic site. And even so, it took a fair amount of persuasion to get this through Congress. Pea Ridge National Military Park has already been established. Some congressmen are saying, you already have a battlefield in the Trans-Mississippi Theater, 75 miles from Wilson's Creek. Why do you need Wilson's Creek?
Congress was finally convinced of the site's importance, and Wilson's Creek National Battlefield was officially established in 1960. The park's offerings were modest in the beginning, says Park Administrator Ted Hilmer.
There wasn't much here to begin with. There was a lookout area with a platform, and there were two trailers over here on the west side of ZZ Highway, and that basically was it for about 25 years. And that was probably maybe five or six people, the National Park Service staff. Today we have, you know, a visitor center. We have a tour road. The Ray House, of course, was here at that time too, but we didn't own that. Probably the finest artifact collection in the United States for the Trans-Mississippi. That's right here in Republic, Missouri. We have one of the best cultural landscapes in the United States to preserve for a battlefield. I think it's very pristine, and we have at least 80% of the actual landmass that the battle was fought on. That's rare in itself.
By cultural landscape, Ted means keeping the battlefield looking as original as possible by clearing out tree and brush growth. So they do prescribe burns on occasion. In all, there are 8 tour stops along the paved road that traverses the property, and on this particular Tuesday morning, there were numerous area residents bringing their children to the battlefield for the first time. Jennifer Brushwood of Republic came to this area from Indiana.
drove past here a couple times and never stopped, and I thought it'd be something good. I just didn't realize there was such a rich history right here, so it's been a good experience.
Jerry Campbell and his family live in Buffalo. His son is a fourth grader.
He's interested in the Civil War, and that was probably the last time I came when we took our school field trip here.
So you came as a kid yourself?
I did. I think I was more interested in just the events. Now it's more of the history that I'm probably interested in.
What do you hope your son takes away from it?
Probably what it took to make our nation the way it is now, to the things that he can now do and learn about.
For information on Wilson's Creek National Battlefield, call 732-2662 or visit nps.gov/WICR. For the KSMU Sense of Community series, I'm Randy Stewart. Support for KSMU's Sense of Community programs is provided by Central Bank of the Ozarks Central Trust Company, Missouri State University Graduate College, Classic Wood Floors and Smith Flooring, and Maxson's Diamond Merchants.